great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller, and we're going to talk next about the Wisconsin Book Festival. You know, it was founded in 2001, and since then, it has hosted more than 900 writers. And so today on the show, we'll hear what you can expect from this year's festival, which is coming up. It's October 13th through the 16th. I'm sure we'll mention that date more than once during the show as we talk with Connor Moran back with us, director of the Wisconsin Book Festival. He's worked on the festival since 2013, and so it's great to have him back to talk about it again this year. And as we visit with him, I hope you'll join in. Have you attended the Wisconsin Book Festival in the past? Maybe you have some ideas for future festivals. What was your experience like? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Connor Moran, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Great to be here, Larry. Thanks so much.
Give us an overview of the festival. It's actually kind of a year-round thing, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It is a year-round series of events. We do about 40 to 45 standalone events throughout the year. But every year it culminates in a four-day celebration, typically in October. And ours is coming up, as you said, October 13th through the 16th. Those events, you know, the year-round events take place so that authors who couldn't be here during that small window of time can come and put on their event here in Madison. But we really do love that focal point. This year is our 20th anniversary celebration, and so there's a lot of great energy around that, a lot of big-name authors, and we're really, really excited.
Yeah, and I know later on we're going to talk about some of those authors. So the events happen all year, but they're located here in Madison.
Yep. Yeah. Mainly they're located at Madison Central Library, right downtown, just a block off the square. For the standalones, we tend to do a couple of offsite events a year, whether that's like a big thing like we had James Patterson at the Overture Center, or doing something with a partner bookstore like Room One's Owner, Mystery to Me, throughout the year. During the four-day celebration, about 80% of the events happen at Central Library. It's a real festival atmosphere. You'll come, you'll see somebody you know, you'll go to something you didn't expect to go to, you'll get lunch, you'll come back. So it's really exciting. We also have events at the Discovery Building on the UW campus and at the Wisconsin Historical Society in their auditorium this year.
I met someone from Mystery to Me over the weekend at a birthday party, actually.
That's great.
But it's such a wonderful local bookstore.
And yeah.
Do the local bookstores play a role in this whole process?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, every event that we do where there's a book to be sold, we have a local bookstore who comes and sells. So publishers really care about, you know, putting authors' books in people's hands. And so that's a real essential part of what we do. We also, because it is at Madison Central Library, we lay in more and more copies of the books that are featured at the book festival every year, so that you, if you come and you're interested and you don't have, you know, $16 to $25 to buy the book, you can get it from the library system.
You know, I was thinking about this. I'm pretty sure I read 100 books a year.
Better man than I am.
I have usually at least 50 books over the course of the year for this show.
Yeah.
More like 60, I think. for my own interest, and I still love a book in my hands.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, the digitizing a lot of things, the internet and digital spaces. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on,
my opinion on digital books, audio books, paper books, whatever you want to read, if you're reading, that's a good thing. It's a good thing for all of us, particularly for me and my job. But, you know, I find that long ago I worked at an independent bookstore back in the late 2000s, and I said that was kind of like when Kindle came out and when some of these other things, the Nook and all these other e-readers came out. And I said, they'll find their market share. It was kind of booming and they were growing and, you know, people were kind of scared that paper books would go away. And I was like, certain people are going to want it and certain people aren't. And that's really where we've kind of fallen into. We have a number of people who love their e-reader. What we've seen, people who have e-readers read more paper books than they would have before they had their e-reader, because reading just becomes a habit. I also have many friends who, including my boss, who listens to audiobooks compulsively. And so they're consuming the story. There probably should be a better word than reading, but, you know, they're reading. They're getting the same stories. There's no difference if they, you know, they listen to it or they read it and then come see the event or something like that. So I'm all for people consuming things people wrote.
Yeah, I think you're right. Jill Nadeau is a great one to slip one into and listen. She listens because she travels. Often travels. She has a place in northern Wisconsin. And what's better than, you know, just plug one in and listen on the
way. Exactly. Makes that gardening easier. Makes that dog walk a little better. Yeah, it's usually really good.
But I still like picking up a book.
Sure, me too. Yeah. And falling asleep with one.
I'm visiting some friends this weekend, and I'm taking, 25, 30 books that I've read recently up to them. And I think they'll be reading them, and then they turn them over to their local library.
That's lovely. It's a good cycle.
So here we got this opportunity to connect. And I've had a chance to serve as an interviewer at the festival more than once. But I think it's special that people have a chance, like through a festival, to connect directly with the authors. You think that's important? Why is that important?
How much time do we have? I can talk about this all day. I think that book events are incredibly special. They are unique in our cultural environment because of kind of the closeness of both the experience of reading, right? I say all the time that these are people that we fall asleep with. These are people that we take on vacation with us. It is very hard to separate someone from their favorite author. Even if they don't like this book, they love that one. They name their kid after it or their dog or something like that. They have a profound connection with it. But a book event is also kind of transports you back to a time when somebody read to you, maybe, or a time when you could have a conversation with somebody about interesting ideas. And you really get that. At the Wisconsin Book Festival, you always have the time to ask an author a question. That's baked into how we do things.
Yeah.
And so often what I see is someone comes, they sit, they listen to the event, they have a good time, and then they bring their book from home to get it signed by this author, and they have this, you know, as close as we're sitting right now, this one-on-one time with this author, and they can say something about what that author's meant to them. They can ask him that question that, you know, you don't get to ask Brad Pitt a question after you go to the movies. You don't get to go to the Harry Styles concerts in Chicago and ask Harry Styles how he feels about something. But if you come to the book festival, you'll have that opportunity with Pete Souza. You can ask him about the Obama administration. You can ask Dr. Thrasher about his research on viruses. All of these things open themselves up to you. And you really get that one-on-one interaction that is rare in our society.
And of course, I talk with so many authors on the program, and sometimes on the air, but often off the air as well. We talk about when they have a chance to go out on a, you know, sort of a operation, sort of selling their books in a way.
Yeah, book
tour, book shows, bookstores. And they get a lot out of it, too. I mean, it's not just a one-way thing.
Exactly.
Here.
I mean, I've heard from so many authors that festivals like the Wisconsin Book Festival mean so much to them because the act of writing is incredibly solitary. The act of reading is also solitary, but there are book clubs and things that you can like kind of make it more social. Writing is sitting in a room and typing it out and then hoping people in the world respond to it. And so for authors, so often coming to the festival is seeing those people who have responded to this thing that came out of their mind. And also for authors to connect with other authors. We have, you know, those opportunities come up all the time, and you see, this is my 10th festival, and there are authors that I know have established friendships in the green room at the Wisconsin Book Festival and maintained them through years and years and years. I've seen them at other festivals together. So those opportunities are absolutely, you know, beautiful.
Absolutely. I know I've really enjoyed my opportunities when I've had a chance to be there and participate. It's always a lot of fun. And I know A lot of authors actually like solitude, and for some of them, it's a new experience almost to have to get out and actually talk to people.
That's right. Yeah, we definitely we have that too. Yeah, there are definitely authors who are like, wait, they want me to talk about what I wrote? Or, you know, I had one author kind of, you know, internally famously who showed up at the event. We had told her what was going to happen, and she just had this like, wait, I'm supposed to just talk for an hour? And I was like, well, there's time for Q&A. And she was like very, you know, kind of taken aback by that. And I was like, look, you wrote this whole book. I'm sure you can sit at a dinner party and talk for half an hour about the book you wrote. And it just like that one comment, like, you know, this material just like kind of put her at ease. And her event was extraordinary. She was like on fire. It was so good. But she had to be kind of like convinced that she knew exactly what she was talking about.
Well, I have to tell you, all of the ones that I've been to at the Wisconsin Book Festival, I've never really, there's never been a bad one.
I,
mean,
I like to think so.
To be perfectly honest.
Yes, thank you.
With you, Connor Moran, our guest today, we haven't even gotten into what's going on at the book festival in terms of the authors and so forth, but we will get to that. Connor Moran, by the way, is director of the Wisconsin Book Festival. It's always great to have him come by. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments or maybe your own experiences with the festival or maybe with an author. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us to ideas@wpr.org. We are going to take a quick look at the news. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with Connor Moran. I'm Larry Mealer. Well, the annual Wisconsin Book Festival is bringing together some big names and powerful writers for its annual event, kicking off on October 13th. Larry Mealer here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Getting a special preview of authors participating with our guest, Connor Moran. Connor is the Wisconsin Book Festival director. Are you planning to attend a reading at this year's festival, either in person or maybe online? Have you had the opportunity to attend one of the festivals in the past? What are your reactions to visiting with an author and seeing them in person? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Or you could email us the email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Connor, how does the selection process work for the festival?
Yeah, that's a question.
That's got to be
I get a
hard.
Question about that a lot. There are, I would say, there are probably about five different ways that the selection process works. So it takes all year. I'm currently taking pitches. I book about 4 to 6 months out, so I have events booked for April already of next year. But the main ways that I would say it works are I ask publishers or authors to do events, a direct ask. There is a process that publishers have where I kind of go through their whole catalog and see who's going to tour and ask for things to come here. Often I have to ask over and over multiple years to get somebody, and, you know, just timing is always a question. And then there are also people that publishers send. So like this year, we're hosting an author named Kathleen Hale for her book Slender Man, which is about, basically about Waukesha, Wisconsin. And that publisher reaches out and says, hey, we want to tour this person in Wisconsin. Can we do the book festival? We also have an open proposal period where if you're an author or a publicist, and frankly, if you're just a concerned citizen who wants to see something, you can propose an event and we'll either connect with that author or publicist or go, you know, maybe evaluate it and go find somebody to come. There are also, I work with a number of other organizations across the state, but a lot of them are here in Madison. So like the UW program in creative writing or the Wisconsin Science Festival or, the I've done any number of different, you know, organizations, Open Wisconsin or the Nelson Institute or Gathering Waters Conservancy, any number of things where they say, we're going to bring this author here or we'd like to bring this author here. Can we work with you? And so that's another way. And then there's just authors reaching out, authors that I meet when I go to conferences or something like that. And we talk, you know, a great example is David Marinus. He's a close friend of the Madison Public Library Foundation, and he has been for years and years. And so I know anytime he's got a book coming out, he and I might have coffee and he'll say, hey, you know, it's going to be February. And I'm like, okay, you just tell me. So yeah, it is a big kind of shuffle, and you know, every year it's a little different where they come from, how they come to me. So
just interviewed David
yesterday
on the show, as a matter of fact. Juliet in Superior has a question or comment. Let's go there. Juliet, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Juliet.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I am very interested in reading and books, and I was introduced to an author named Jeffrey Archer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's been around a long, long time, but has he ever come to the book festival?
I don't think that he has come to the book festival before. He's definitely somebody who's on my radar. I just looked at my entire archive of all almost 2,000 events we've done over 20 years, and he has never been at the festival before. But it's great to hear from you and great to know that there's at least one person who wants to come out and see him. So next time I talk to his publicist, I'll definitely mention it.
And he's from the UK, and you do have someone, an author involved from the UK.
That's right. Yeah, we do. We have... this year, we're hosting the comics writer Alan Moore. He's probably most famous for his book Watchmen, but he's someone who does not have to go on book tour. And because of the kind of pivot that we made in 2020 and the way that we hosted our virtual events, I was able to go to his publicist this year and say, hey, I'd like to host this large-scale event for him. We'll host it live in the room, in Community Room 302 at Madison Central Library, but we'll host it online. So if you come to the room, Alan Moore will be there on the screen. But we also are bringing in audiences from across the country and around the globe for that event. And that's just an incredible kind of opportunity that did not exist in 2019. I would never have even asked because he was definitely not coming to America. But yeah, Jeffrey Archer, maybe it's going to be the same thing. We have a number of different authors that now live overseas that I'm in conversations with for events like that.
So Juliet, not this year, but maybe down the
road. Maybe down the road. It's good to know.
Well, is there a... How do I say that? Is there a Wisconsin writer presence
Absolutely.
In each festival?
There is a Wisconsin writer presence in each festival. We have a whole track of Wisconsin authors, and you can find that track at wisconsinbookfestival.org. It's just a button you click, and there they all are. They sort out and shuffle. But one of the main reasons that the Wisconsin Book Festival exists, in our opinion, is to highlight the great work being done here at the university, up in Green Bay, and somebody's vacation home in Bayfield, wherever it is that you're writing, whatever your connection is to Wisconsin, we want to help you get the word out there. So we do, I would say, every year is a little bit different, but we usually hit right around 45% to 55% is Wisconsin authors or authors with Wisconsin connections coming back. And then the other half is we're bringing in authors who I feel, or the other people who are involved in the festival feel, this is a conversation that Wisconsin should have. We should be a part of a conversation about anything from, gerrymandering or, writing craft or any number, demystifying the publishing industry, any number of different things. So that's kind of how we set our compass.
As you were describing that, I was thinking that's kind of how we do it too. I love to highlight Wisconsin authors on the show.
Great. Yeah,
and so we're pretty intentional about that. Yeah. Obviously, we have authors from all over the place, but if there's a Wisconsin focus, or if, as you say, if there's something that we think really would resonate or needs to resonate with,
we have one event coming up on the 16th that is Maggie Ginsburg and Mary Wimmer, who are talking about two novels. They each wrote a novel. One's called Still True, and the other one's called The Art of the Break. And though both of those novels take place in Wisconsin, and they'll talk about their books, but they're also the topic of their conversation will be, what is it like writing about Wisconsin? Why did you set these things in Wisconsin? What is important about writing about Wisconsin? So we have a specific event just tailored right at that idea.
I was thinking back, a lot of really popular best-selling books had a setting, had settings in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was just remembering a friend who put The Story of Edgar Sawtell in my hand, and I was living in D.C. at the time, and he was like, "You're from Wisconsin, right?" And it just transported me, even from that big city environment up to the North Woods.
That was a fantastic book.
That was a great book.
Fantastic book. You can join in, by the way. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or email to ideas@wpr.org. Cassandra emailed us decades ago. She listened to The Prince of Tides, read by Richard Thomas. He became Tom Wingo in her mind.
Okay.
When she heard Nick Nolte got the Tom Wingo movie part, she was surprised, but she supposed Nolte seems more like a football coach.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks for that comment. Well, let's talk about we've talked about some of the events, but let's talk about some of the kind of the highlights.
Sure.
We could say we've got Stephen Thrasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned, talk about his book, The Viral Underclass.
Yeah, Dr. Thrasher's book, he's a professor at Northwestern, and he has written this book, The Viral Underclass, which tracks both the spread of various diseases, yes, COVID, but also tuberculosis and HIV and other diseases over human history, and looks at them with a class lens. And so how poverty and race and virus spread interact, how the choices we make in our public health and where we distribute those resources lead to different outcomes for different communities. This book, you will see it all sorts of places this fall. It is really essential reading for people who want to understand, kind of how a pandemic persists or how it becomes endemic. It is not just all a bad news book. It's really informative. And he's going to be here next Friday, the 14th, at 6 o'clock at Central Library.
So that sounds great. As you're talking about these various authors, I'm thinking, well, who am I going to call after this?
That's right. Yeah. I have all their contact information there. You just let me know.
Yeah. After the festival's over. One thing we here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we have a very good relationship with publicity folks.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Because people who listen to public radio,
they're readers. Books. Yeah,
they read.
Yes,
so
they are.
We're usually pretty successful on that. So there's Dr. Stephen Thrasher. What about Andy Weir?
Yeah.
Project Hail Mary?
Yeah, Andy Weir, who many people probably know from his first book, which is called The Martian. The Martian was made into a Matt Damon movie you may have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Andy has follow-up Project Hail Mary. He is like a citizen scientist. He really crowdsourced the science in both The Martian and Project Hail Mary to make sure he really got the science right. It is science fiction, not science fiction. It is really just a cool space book. We're also giving away free copies in partnership with the Wisconsin Science Festival to Andy's event. So if you come to the Project Hail Mary event on the 14th at 7:30 p.m., we are giving away free copies of Project Hail Mary. Just another way that we put books in the hands of readers.
Wow.
Yeah. It's one of the best things I get to do. You just hand someone a book and their face lights up. They get so excited. There are a number of other events, 3 or 4 other events that we're going to do that for, but I like to keep those a secret because it really drives it home.
Understood. And by the way, how do people get to see the various times and so forth?
You get to see the various times at wisconsinbookfestival.org. We have all the event times listed there. You'll go to a website and it'll be all the covers of the books, and you can just click on the ones that you find most exciting, or you can look at the entire event schedule and just see where and when you need to make plans to be. But Yeah, all of our events are up there all the time, and then some events that follow out of the festival as well.
And there's parking, you know. It's not,
yeah, it's right downtown.
Yeah.
All the events are free and open to the public. You don't need tickets in advance. You don't need to pre-register. Seating is general admission. So I would say, you know, if it's an event that you really want to get a seat for, make a plan, get there a little bit early. But, you know, we do everything we can to make sure there's enough room for all the people who want to see something.
Project Hail Mary. All right. Well, let's Maya Phillip.
Yeah. Yeah. Her book's called Nerd. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's that about?
Yeah. Maya is a culture writer for The New York Times. This is her first book of essays. And she writes about pop culture. She is a member of many different, as they're called, fandoms. She's a fan of Marvel movies or Star Wars, things like that. All sorts of different pop culture references in there. So her book is at once about just the joys of being a fan and kind of nerding out on these different, you know, learning all the characters' names and all those things, Harry Potter, whatever it is. But also she's a Black woman, and so many of these fandoms are dominated by other types of people, white men or, you know, people who are not Black women. So it also talks about how to kind of enter those groups and relate to those people and finding bonds with people that are based on that shared interest and really being able to kind of connect culturally through that.
I love it. How about Ruth Caniff?
Yeah, Ruth. There's a wonderful homegrown talent.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she's been on this show before. Her book is called Milked, and it's about the Wisconsin dairy industry and the roles that farmers and migrant workers have kind of played together in keeping the dairy industry going. It's about compromises they've had to make and ways they've worked together. That event will be the culminating event at 3:00 on Saturday the 15th at our Wisconsin Historical Society auditorium venue. And Ruth has just written this incredible book. It's a labor book. It's a Wisconsin book. It's a dairy book. It's really great to be able to feature that.
Yeah, I wonder, I shouldn't say possessed her to write it, but I wonder how she got interested in it.
You know what? The great part about the festival is you can go ask her.
Exactly. There you go. Milked by Ruth Caniff. And then Elizabeth Williamson.
Yeah, Elizabeth Williamson has taken on a very serious topic. I mean, Madison is a deep nonfiction audience a lot of the time, and her book is called Sandy Hook. It is a very deep dive into the events around the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary and then what life has been like in the time since. So it follows the families, it tells the story, but it also really tells the story of what they've done in the intervening years. And this is a perfect example, as I was talking about, of something that I feel we need to talk about, the audience has asked for books like this. It kind of follows on the Go Big Read that we had a couple of years ago, which was about shooting in Florida. And this just really gives us an opportunity to have these conversations and really kind of interact as a community about that.
Yeah, that Go Big Read book, I remember it well. I interviewed the author and viewed the presentation that.
Yeah, about Parkland, yeah.
Yeah. Cody Keenan and Pete Souza.
Yeah, that's gonna be really fun. That's the final event of our 20th anniversary celebration. It's at 1:30 on Sunday, October 16th. It is a dual talk between Cody and Pete. Cody Keenan was the former chief speechwriter for the Obama White House, and Pete Souza was the official photographer for the White House. And Cody's book, Grace, and Pete's book, The West Wing and Beyond, are both really about what went on with the staff. How did the administration actually function? Who were the people that made the country run? It's not just about the president or even the cabinet. It's about day-to-day staffers who really, you know, make the gears turn. And what does it take to, you know, run the country? I think it's going to be a really great conversation, eye-opening. The books are absolutely wonderful. Pete's going to show some behind-the-scenes photographs as well, which is always a delight. And I think it's just going to be one of those events that you really, you know, being in the room and being at the Wisconsin Book Festival is going to make a difference. And there are often just those moments that you can't recreate other places. You can't recreate in different circumstances. And I really believe this will be one of those.
Are you... Which author are you most looking forward to?
Oh, you know, you said at the beginning of this segment that we were going to talk about highlights, and I do really feel like they're all highlights to me. At this point, you know, it's like having a favorite child. I think that it's just absolutely wonderful to be able to put all of them on. But I every once in a while, there's just that one that kind of sticks in my mind is like, maybe I'll spend 10 extra minutes hanging out in the back of that one. I'm really excited for some odd reason about this book, Meet Me by the Fountain by Alexandra Lang, which is about the cultural history of the mall. I think that appeals to me as a Gen X person. But it's one of those idiosyncratic books. Every year there's one that, you know, that was the year we brought this person, the witch or the woman who worked in a crematorium. This one's the mall. And I think that will be really extraordinary. I'm also very interested in this book, How to Win the War on Truth, which is an illustrated book by a guy named Samuel Spitali, who his book is just, it's about how to identify disinformation, how to identify fake news. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's not irreverent. And it walks you through these things. I think that it's a great book to be able to share with each other, you know, to share with my daughter or with my parents and whatever. And his tone is just, it's not accusing anyone of anything. It's not, you know, staking a huge political stance, but it's just about, we all need to be able to make these decisions for ourselves and see these things. So I'm excited about that. And I think the other one that I'm really excited about, I'm a kind of a election junkie. And so I'm bringing an event called One Person, One Vote, but it's a history of gerrymandering. So where did gerrymandering come from? How did we get to where we are? Regardless of what side you're on, it affects you. And so it's a really interesting kind of look at how it's changed over time and what people have used it for and different types. It's not just about, you know, for the House of Representatives or something. It's for school elections and, you know, water districts and all these different things. And it's incredible the way he's put this book together and how much of our lives you can see are affected by these choices that none of us probably get to make.
Well, you have given us a whole lot of reasons.
Yeah, and I got like 30 other ones we haven't talked about, so we're all set.
You've given us a whole lot of reasons for wanting to attend the festival. Let's again go through the sort of the nuts and bolts of it.
Absolutely. And correct me if I forget anything, but the 20th anniversary of the Wisconsin Book Festival is taking place October 13th through the 16th. It's primarily at Madison Central Library, and it is also at the Wisconsin Historical Society Auditorium and the Discovery Building on the UW campus. We have 45 events that are all free and open to the public over 4 days. I hope that you'll come down and join us each and every day for each and every event, or as many as are interesting to you. And we are, for people who are listening at home who can't be in Madison that weekend, we are working on ways to record them and have them available online after the fact. Live streaming is not as possible for us right now, but we are trying to catalog as many as we can, and we'll make that information available on our website, wisconsinbookfestival.org.
And that hopefully will be sooner than later, but
sooner
it'll take
than
a
later.
While.
I'd love it to be by the end of October. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Connor, always a pleasure.
It's
thank
great
you
to be
so
here,
much.
Larry. Thank you.
It's always fun. The Wisconsin Book Festival. Go online to wisconsinbookfestival.org and you will find all of the information right there. And Connor does a great job. One of these times I got to ask him what he does while the festival's going on. He's probably running around like his hair's on fire, but we'll do that the next time he comes to visit with us. Tomorrow on the show, Scott Craven joins us again to talk about winterizing your home and garden to prevent wildlife damage, among other things. I'm sure we'll talk about the hunting seasons as well. So look forward to that. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and please stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.